Sorry. I guess it's me. Some people are sort of confused about this trip that we're taking up to Port Austin in September. By August 15th, I need an envelope with $15 per head of whoever's going in your family and your name on it. If I don't get 30 people by August 15th, I have to cancel the bus. It is a business, and they will only hold it for a month prior. And we got it because of a dear member here, Craig Faust, who's not asking for a deposit from us. So I'd really appreciate if you are seriously wanting to do this, please hand it in to me or Mary at the office. Thanks.
No, that's yours.
Yes. Any cards? Anybody got a card?
Got a few announcements here we got to go through. A little heavy on the
Good
announcements,
morning.
But when I'm preaching, there's never not enough, and then I got like 15 minutes at the end of the service. So I don't know. Okay. There were 22 bags of garbage that were picked up. So I want to give everybody that helped with that accolades. Appreciate it. There is, in our district, it's called the East Winds District-wide Picnic and Potluck Celebration is today. It's welcoming in our new district. The whole district is new, and as most of you know, it's been redistricted, I guess, if you would.
Yeah, and if I can just say a word with that.
Sure.
I'm going. Would you like to join me?
Well, no.
So anybody that wants to come, I'll be leaving here about 1:50 from the church. We can carpool. I have room for six others in my, and it's bring a lawn chair, dish to pass. If you don't have that, don't worry about it. I can get something for you, and let's go. Let's meet the DS, and let's fellowship and have food. We're Methodist.
We'll volunteer Orrin to go. He's our, here's our chairman. Of the... Thanks, buddy. Yeah. I'm usually digging a hole. I just don't know it. Okay. There is a class for advanced lay servant, the people that go and speak at other churches and so on, or even in this church. It's always good knowledge. I found those classes to be very good. The place is at McGregor, so it's not far away. They have a nice facility over there for that. The dates are September 23rd and the 30th. Also, October 14th and 21st. So there would be four Sundays altogether, 1 to 3:30. Bill Burgess, many of you know Bill, is going to be the instructor. And there is no fee for the class. It's free. Now, I told you there was a whole stack of announcements here. Okay, there's a poster here that's announcing evening worship at Bayshore Park. Many of you are familiar with Bayshore, especially if you had young children, and you folks have probably been up there. It's a really nice facility, and it's a Christian, obviously, promoting Christianity. Every evening during family camp, there's family camp going from... Well, it's already too late for that.
No, yesterday through this week.
Okay. Okay.
So if you want to go, we can go over to Bayshore. Yeah, 28th to August 3rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They have dinner at 5. 6:45 is the worship time. If you want to go, let me know, and we'll see about going over to Bayshore. So.
Isn't today the 29th?
Yes, it is, but it's all week.
Oh, it's all every day.
It's all week.
It's not just sign up for all that week. You can
right,
go
you can go any night you
gotcha.
Want.
Gotcha. Okay. My mistake.
Woo-hoo. God is good. God is good.
All the time.
God is good. Sorry, Virg.
All the time. Yeah. No, God is good all the time. That doesn't bother me a bit.
Okay, good.
I have a note here, too, that Vacation Bible School, which was last week. Obviously, the most important thing was the attendance and having a lot of kids there?
77.
77. Wow. Great. And I understand from those that were helping that there was lots of help, really a lot of help. So good going, adults. Side note here, VBS, the total collected was $518.19. That much was collected through that. Got a couple of prayer concerns here. Whether they want to get into the details or not is another matter, but our friend, our brother Bob Downing down here asked for prayers. You want to expound on it or no? No. Okay. Just pray for Bob. Mike Patterson, who is a friend of many, realist, worked for Rick Tank. A lot of people know Mike. He used to work. Oh, that's right. He used to work for him, did he? No? Okay. I saw him in his office a quite a few times, so that's maybe why I got through that assumption. Mike's a good guy, and he needs prayers, too, for physical condition he has. Ask for healing for him, if you would, please. Are there any birthdays this week? Birthdays? You raising your hand, Nord, or are you just stroking? Oh, okay. All right. No birthdays? All right. How about anniversaries?
Oh. We do have a birthday. All right.
How old are you? It's going to be six.
Woo-hoo. Oh, whoa. All right.
6 years old. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Anniversaries. No anniversaries to celebrate this week? Okay.
All right, so before we start.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we're not quite time for the radio, I'm also trying to time the radio. So I want to welcome all of you here to Sandusky First. We have some visitors, we have VBS families here. And I just want to thank all of you who helped with Vacation Bible School. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you helped with Vacation Bible School, would you stand? Let everybody thank you. Some of them got their shirts on. Come on. Stand. All right, you may be seated. But Aaron was the head lead. And so we're going to give you a special thank you, thank you. You did a great job. Yes, you may.
There were 77 kids, like she said, but I also want to say there were 40 volunteers, 40 volunteers, and there were 15 local heroes that showed up as well.
Woo! All right, good. Wonderful. So you're going to get to experience some of that this morning because our children's message this morning is some singing.
Really?
And we're going to talk with Flame. Do you know who Flame is?
Yeah.
Do you?
I've been burnt so many times.
No, we have, I know the kids know who Flame is. Does everybody know who Flame
is?
I
know who Flame is.
Yeah. Flame will be joining us in just a little bit. All right.
All right.
So... I'm just thrilled to be here, and I'm stalling a little bit for time for the radio, but we're almost there. And so let's go ahead and worship. We're right on time. Let's stand and sing.
The opening song is Jesus Loves Me. It's page 191.
Thank you.
read the first sentence or two, and then you will read the bold print in response, please. Come and bow before our Heavenly Father, from whom every member in heaven and on earth takes his name.
We pray that we may be strengthened in our inner being with power through the Spirit.
To him whom the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly, far more than we can ask or imagine.
To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations,
forever and ever. Amen. The second hymn this morning is To God Be the Glory, page 98 in the hymnal, if you don't.
May be seated, and I'm going to invite the children. I'm going to invite the workers, if they are able, to come on up. We are going to do some singing. Our theme this week was superheroes, so come on up. All right, just stand right down here. You guys just turn around right down there. Some of you maybe we have to come up here. The older ones maybe up here. There you go. Yep. You, Aaron, get to come up here with me. Come on, Sierra. Yeah, yeah. Our music leaders. We are going to sing. And if you want to, you're more than welcome to join us and sing. You guys want to come up? Don't have to be bashful. It's okay. All right. So go ahead and start. This one's a jumping song.
All because of you, all because
One more. This is our hero, superheroes theme. One more, superheroes. Right here, and the adults can just join us. Can you just sit right here for a minute? Because remember how we called flame? How do we call flame? Get your fist out, get it ready, go out and go woo, and go flame, flame.
Hello.
Oh.
Oh, hey, flame. Kids.
Say hi to flame.
How now, are you guys? Good.
Now, Flame is going to help us. We had God's code, hero code, all week.
Right.
And so Flame is going to join us when we do that. Can we do the first day? It was God's heroes have heart. So you remember the sign language? Let's say it all together. God's heroes have heart. Very good. The next day was courage. Do you remember the sign for courage? Down here. Let's do it all together. God's heroes have courage. And the last day was hope. Remember the sign for hope? Above your head. All right, let's do it all together. God's heroes have hope. And then we had a verse. Do you remember the verse, Flame?
I think I do remember that verse. Do you guys remember that verse?
Yeah. Can we do it all together? Do you remember it starts with
do good,
seek
peace,
and
go after
it. Wow. So can we do that one more time? Can we do that? Let's do it.
Do good,
seek
peace,
and
go after it. Good job.
Well, thank you, Flame. We really enjoyed having you with us this week. Can we all tell Flame goodbye?
Bye, guys.
Thank you. And Flame is gone back maybe to China. Isn't that where part of the story was, that he went to China and back? All right. So, boys and girls, do you have a favorite part of Vacation Bible School? Is any part really, really the best part? What was it, Claire? The tractor. I kind of agree with you. The tractor. You got to ride the tractor in town and out of town, didn't you? And you did too, Mason. That's great. With Daddy. Yeah. Oh, that was pretty cool. Well, anybody else have a favorite part? Aiden.
The tractors.
The tractors. Yes. Who else? Favorite part? Come on.
The songs.
The songs. We all like the songs too, didn't we? I saw some of you. You brought what? What'd you bring today? Your shield? Yep, you got your shield. Oh, Claire's going to get hers. All right, got to have her shield. All right, Mason. That was pretty fun making your shields too, wasn't it? Did you like that? Did you like making your shield? Yes, okay. Any other favorite parts? You know what? I kind of think it was fun for Aaron and I to get in the back of the police car. True story. We did. Yeah, they didn't handcuff her or anything, but we did get to push the siren. That was pretty cool. Did you guys get to push the siren? Yeah, some of them hit the lights. That was really fun, wasn't it? Our superheroes here in town. And you did too, Mason? Good. Well, before I hand out our children's bulletin and you go downstairs with Tracy, let's pray. Can you repeat after me? We put our hands together, close our eyes, and let's pray. Follow me. Dear God, thank you for VBS, the fun, the fellowship, and even the food. Amen. All right, let me get your bulletins to you. I'll let you have that. All right, here's your children's bulletins, and then you can go downstairs with Miss Tracy. There you go. You guys have, yes, give them a hand. There you go. I'm going to hand a couple out over here that didn't come up. You girls want a bulletin? Would you like a bulletin to color? There you go. There you go. All right. You boys want one back here? Okay. We got four back here. All right. There you go. All right, let's transition back into our worship time, Verge. Thank you.
The future of our church.
The future of our church is right. You know, actually, the bishop corrected that. I don't know. Excuse me. Singing. Our bishop Bard, he corrected us when we said that. They're not the future of our church.
They're the now.
They are the church.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Our scripture reading from the Old Testament today comes from Psalms chapter 14. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. The Lord looks down from heaven on all mankind to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. All have turned away. All have become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Do all these evildoers know nothing? They devour my people as though eating bread. They never call on the Lord. But there they are, overwhelmed with dread, for God is present in the company of the righteous. You evildoers frustrate the plans of the poor, but the Lord is their refuge. Oh, that salvation for Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord restores his people, let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. That gets us into our hymn. Or do you want to do that?
No, but I'm going to ask us to remain seated even though it says stand.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. You get a break. She's a merciful pastor. Our hymn is 349, please. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Thank you, Bert.
We turn to a time of prayer. And that's really what our scripture is going to be about this morning, as well as prayer. You heard those that were lifted this morning. I also want to add those that are in Northern California with the fire and some unspoken requests that have come before me. So let us go to our Lord in prayer. Oh, Father God, we come before you humble and meek and ask that you hear our prayer, those that we rejoice in with Vacation Bible School and children, with those that are able to come and have opportunities to minister to one another, with each other, and for you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you give to us. And we ask, Lord, that you hear our prayer for those who are hurting, for those who have had surgery and recovering, for those who may have cancer, for those whose health just is not what it should be, for those who are aging. We pray, Lord, that you give us strength, that you put your hand on us and heal, Lord, where healing needs to be, and guidance for those who seek advice from doctors or nurses, from specialists, from friends and family. We pray, Lord, that we will have ears to hear you, that we can follow your will to be done in our life. Oh, Lord, we pray for those people who have lost loved ones, especially in this fire in Northern California, but throughout the world, as they mourn and grieve, we pray that you will bring peace and comfort. We ask, Lord, that you will bring water and strength to firefighters who fight this fire. And Lord, we ask for water here. We got a little bit this week, and we thank you, but we need more. Our farmers' land and are so thirsty. They need to have water to be able to provide for families, to provide for us. Lord, we ask for prayers that we know who you are as Lord and Savior. And we thank you, God, that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, that we may have forgiveness, that we may have courage and hope, and that our heart grows even deeper in a relationship with you, that we can someday be at your side in eternal life. Oh, Father, be with our leaders in this church, that we may know and go and do the ministry for the sake of the kingdom of God. So lead us, may we follow, and may we glorify you in the name of Jesus, the Christ who taught us together to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite Catherine to come forward for our special music this morning. Catherine Phillips.
The first song I'm going to do today, you'll all recognize it. It's Because He Lives.
God sent his Son, they called him Jesus. then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I know He lives, because He lives, I can face tomorrow, because He lives. All fear is gone, because I know He has a future, and life is worth the living just because He lives.
And then for those who read the Upper Room this morning, it was all about a mother that was going to be an empty nester, and she's going to be all alone. And so I'm going to sing for you this morning, "You'll Never Walk Alone."
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky, and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on.
Thank you, Catherine. Our New Testament reading this morning is out of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 21. Hear these words. "For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and how long, how high and how deep, filled to the measure of all, filled high and deep, is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is work at work within us, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." Let's pray. O Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Paul is writing to the church in Ephesus. And to the Ephesians, he's letting them know that he is praying for them. It's a great model and example for us that we too know that we need to pray for one another. And that's why we share joys and concerns or thanksgiving and concerns in our church, so that we know what's happening in the lives of God's people, that we can pray for one another. But Paul is getting very specific with the Ephesians here. He is kneeling before the Father because there is no more Jew and Gentile. There is no more male and female, that we're all one in Christ. Amen? And so he's kneeling before the Father in prayer. Now, you have to understand, in that culture and in that time, a lot of times they did praying by standing. And so he was humbling himself to go down and bow and kneel as reverence to the Father, to Jesus Christ, his Son. And I pray, he says, out of the glorious riches, all that God has for us, may strengthen each one of us, that through the Holy Spirit, we may have his love, and we may strengthen our inner being. Does anyone know what the first commandment is? All right, you're all looking like, oh, we should know this, right? To love God with all our hearts, minds, soul, and strength. And so when we talk about our inner being, that's what it is. To love God with everything that we are, our whole self. And from here in our prayers that Paul is praying for the Ephesians, I also pray for you, that each one of you will be strengthened from the inside out. That our heart is made to, in connection with God, with that love for his people, that love that is for all humanity. And Carrie, you know, we talked about love a little bit in Sunday school again this morning. You know, sometimes it's hard to love everybody, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes there's people that do evil in this world, isn't there? And it's hard to love them. And we talked about, we love the person and we hate the sin. That's right. We're to love. It's the part of that inner being going from the inside out that deepens us completely. Our whole being. Love your God with all your heart, soul, strength, mind. All of our being. And there's a so that. You caught that in the scriptures. It's so that. In order, or so that, in order that Christ, Jesus Christ, may dwell in us. You know that picture of Jesus who's standing knocking at the door? You know that picture? Did you notice there's no doorknob on that picture? I have that little plaque. It's a little one. It sits on my dresser every day. And my husband, Jim, tells me, I get tired of that picture. And I said, I never get tired of that picture. Because every morning I get up, well, most every morning, I get up and I go, good morning, Jesus, come on in. I received that when I wasn't old enough to be in youth group, but my brother took me to youth group. He was 4 years older. And a woman gave that to me, like back in 1967 or something like that. I still have it. And I still look at Jesus Christ and my dresser. Come in today. Come in today. Fill me today with your power. Strengthen me. I also want to add to this verse, give me wisdom and understanding. Give me wisdom and understanding so that I know what I'm supposed to be doing. That I have that wisdom to keep my mouth shut when I need to keep my mouth shut. Right? You know that? And open it when I should be opening it. To have the understanding of others and where they are and who they are so that I can love them as we need to love everyone. Paul goes on to say, I pray that you're rooted and established in love. I also want to add to that, in my words, that I pray for you that you're rooted in Scripture, that you're rooted in your faith, that you may dwell with God's love. It's wonderful to have Sunday school for adults. Pretty soon we're going to be having Sunday school for children as school starts. I'm also going to be praying for, I sent out a note to some of those who are school personnel. We're going to be praying for the school personnel and the students, probably once they get back in school, so that everybody can be here. Because prayer is important. Jesus talks about it over and over. He had to take time out to go and be in prayer. Paul's talking to the Ephesians. He's praying for them. I say the scripture today and tell you I am praying for you. In fact, this last week, I'm in that Thursday at 10 group, and I'm relearning to knit. And I made a mistake. When I make a mistake, I don't know how to fix it. So as soon as Lorraine walked in the door, I grabbed her. Lorraine, I need you. I need your help. Because what I've been finding is that at night, I have promised myself or tried to vow to myself that I will at least knit 5 rows. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it's my prayer time. I am praying for you as a church. I'm praying specifically for people who are having some health issues, praying for my family, praying for me to have guidance and that wisdom to know how to lead this church, praying for what is going to come in the fall, praying to God. Now, I can do that without knitting needles, right? Yes. Are you asleep this morning? Yes. But it's so comforting to put that needle in and do that hook. Okay, this is for that person. And maybe it takes about 5 or 10 to complete. Maybe it takes longer, maybe not as many. But to lift them up in prayer. Because prayer comes from our heart, doesn't it? Now, we had grandchildren here this last week. They couldn't be here today because they had to go back home. But we had 4 of our 14 with us. And when it comes dinner time, they fight over who's going to pray for the meal. Now, they're 6 and 7, 8 and 10, almost 9. And they fight over who's going to pray. And so Papa or Grandma have to say, it's so-and-so's turn today. Who did it last? Okay, it's someone else's turn. Isn't that wonderful that our children want to pray? Their parents are bringing them up so that they know that prayer is important even at a meal. And even when we go out in the community at a restaurant, we hold hands and we pray because we value that in our life. It's part of our faith journey. Prayer is important. Now, this week was a busy week with grandkids, vacation Bible school. Monday, I went to Port Huron to the retreat center because we have what we call license to preach school. And it goes all week and then several weekends. And the group that goes through are wanting and desiring to become pastors. There was 18 down there, and I go down to meet with them because I'm the chair of local pastors and associate members for the whole state of Michigan. And so I need to connect with these people as they're coming into ministry, pray for them, let them know that I'm here to support them and help them. So even maybe I didn't pray with them, I was there in prayer for them. So that they, as they begin, some of them are in churches, but they're not licensed yet. They're just learning. They're beginning that venture. And then Friday and Saturday, I had the opportunity to go for anyone who is seeking ministry in the state of Michigan, whether it's to become a local pastor or a deacon or an elder. We have what we call a candidacy summit. and it is Friday and Thursday night, Friday, Saturday at DeWitt at the St. Francis Retreat Center. And I spoke on Friday night and spoke on Saturday, so it's been a busy week. I'm giving a list from Monday's group, those 18 that are already started their ministry, and these 14 this weekend who are trying to discern, is God truly calling me into ministry? And so we pray for them. And I got an opportunity, which was really wonderful, because we have worship every day. I got to sit and just worship. Amen. Amen. It was great. But then on Friday night, we also had a night of silence. Everybody was not to talk with anybody else. You were supposed to think about your call. Even those of us that are serving on the team, to reflect back. Why are we doing this? What is our call? Has our call changed? Where is God? What does he want us to do? To be in silence and be in prayer. From evening, we ended about 10 o'clock at night, till breakfast at 8 in the morning. To be in prayer. I did some more knitting. Just to let you know, I can pray. Prayer is vital in our church because we have to put our heart and our relationship in the right place. Amen? And so if we can get our heart right and our inner being correct, then we can work outward to others and we can love them. Amen? And so when Paul ends this, he says, now to him, meaning God, our Father, Jesus Christ, the Lord, can do more than we can even imagine, because we can't even fathom how much God does for us, right? We can't even fathom. So he's giving praise to God. We cannot forget to give God praise for all he's done. Praise God for Vacation Bible School this week. Amen? Praise God for all these children that were here. Amen? Praise God for the volunteers that helped this week. Amen? Amen? Thank you, Jesus, for License to Preach, that people who want and have been called can have a place to be going to learn and begin their ministry. Amen? And for those who think, oh, God's nudging me, but I'm not sure, is this what I need to be doing? And I got to tell you, I shared my call story. And normally we don't have laity share their call story, but we had laity, a woman who is very, very faithful, share her call story. See, we're all called into ministry, laity and clergy. All are called into ministry. You remember our mission statement? I'm testing you this morning. Our mission statement is go and make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. It doesn't say go clergy, you do the work. It says all of us go and make disciples of Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to conclude with this because Paul is praying for this. My prayer is for you. And I say this not to be negative. Don't hear it that way, because I once was there. I want you to hear that. I once was a lady sitting in the pew just like you, and I was a pew sitter. You know what a pew sitter is? Maybe. Some are joking, some are laughing, some are like, I don't know. A pew sitter is one that literally comes on Sunday mornings and sits in the pews, and then they go home. And that's their faith journey. There's nothing wrong with that. Hear me say that. There's nothing wrong with that. You are here. You are praising God. But God also wants us to do more. And it may be I'm at the age where I just simply can't do that. You can pray, can't you? That can be your ministry. See, this is an important model. We all can pray. We all can help and think and love others. Can we not? So when you say, I'm too old, no, you're not. You can still share the love of Jesus Christ with your family, with your neighbors, with your friends. None of us If we were too old, we wouldn't be here. That didn't get the joke that I got. I thought more would laugh at that. Oh, well. Oh, well. So remember this morning, if anything, to remember that God is calling all of us. And Paul affirms his people, I want you to know I'm affirming you. You do a great job. There's ministry that's happening, even being on baseball team, softball team. That was fun to watch you guys. It's a ministry because you come together. You pray before, you pray after, and you're fellowshipping with the brothers and sisters in Christ, being part of the community. That is ministry, folks. And it's fun. See, what sometimes we think is ministry has to be, oh, I got to sit through this service. It's a long service with a long face and sing these songs that I don't know and hear the pastor that needs to wrap it up and then go home. Ministry happens 24/7 all the time because God is with us all the time. The song that Catherine sang, we're never alone. And because he lives, we can live. And we can face today, and we can face tomorrow. Because God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, that we may have life, and in this scripture, the fullness of God. And that's what I want you to take home today, is that each one of you have the fullness of God inside of you if you open that door and allow him in to be there to direct you and lead you. I pray that you will follow. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just praise your name for all that you do. We pray that, Lord, we are your servants and will do what you ask us to do. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Ushers, we have just a few minutes, so let's do this standing, and then you're just going to play? Or Catherine, do you have another song? Catherine's got another song as we come together and take up our offering. Okay, great. Okay.
The song I picked out for the offertory today goes along with Pastor Sue's sermon, number one.
Amen.
Number two, the third verse is about volunteering and working in the church and all the others that work for our church and for our Lord. Listen closely to the words which are found in the hymnal on page 111, and the name of the song is How Can We Name Love? Okay. That wakens heart and mind, indwelling all we know or think or do or seek or find. Within our daily world, in every
Please stand for the doxology. Father God, we give you these gifts that they're used to strengthen our inner being, to further the kingdom here on earth, and to praise your name. In the name of Jesus, amen. It is 12 o'clock, so I'm going to give the blessing for those on the radio to be able to hear. And then if you want to stay and sing a verse of the next song, we can do that. As you go forth, may you be blessed. May you know and know and know that God loves you and he is with you, and may you follow him. And go in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's do one verse.